Welcome to the celebratory classroom of the Living Ascension. Can you give me an arg on that, Chambra? Arg! Wow, is this a special day and a special time? It's magical. I mean, everything that is happening just seems to be such perfect synchronicity and such a dance of life. And it's a year that started last August, and this is the final series of our E2012. That's part of the celebration. You know, we have this magical Olympics that are going on right now. And can you feel the shift in consciousness just with, you know, the joy and the participation that's going on? And, you know, and it was started, you know, way back in ancient Greek times so that the city-states would stop fighting. And it worked. And now we're coming back in a whole new way, and we're expressing our joy and our love. And for Chambra, we're really, you know, radiating our presence. So let's take a breath on that. You know, the weather here in Coal Creek is absolutely perfectly orchestrated. We have this magical party today, and it really is a celebration. And we have Yoham here to play for us. Let's give them a hand. Woo! Yes! Woo! Woo! Yeah. And if that doesn't get you chills, take another breath, huh? And we have Robert Tice, who's going to be channeling Archangel Michael later on, and his lovely wife, Coca. Let's give them a hand. And we have David here. No. Yeah, thank you. And let's give ourselves a hand. Really, yes. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, and truly, what a blessing and what a thrill. And what I'd like to do, we'll actually do a little breathing just to start the whole thing off, and we'll have Yoham play. So if you guys would go ahead and get set. And so while they're getting set, let's just go ahead really, individually, if you so choose, to really, you know, get grounded in this now moment. And to really, to be in this present moment. Yeah. And to feel your feet and your hiney and your back and the air around you, and then to take that conscious breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now. And to feel the breath. And divide in our soul self and all of our aspects to really experience our true self. And I invite you to continue to breathe as we listen to the absolutely sublime music of Yoham. And then throughout the day, if you so choose. Thank you. Thank you.
welcome into the home within yourself.
Oh, we can do better than that. Let's really show them. Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Woo! Woo! Yes. Oh. Meeting's adjourned. We can go home now. It's done. The thing's done. Done deal. Well, luckily, they're going to play two more times during our shout. And then for the people that aren't here, just to do a yan, yan, ya, they're going to be playing at our great party and dance afterwards. So thank you, guys. What an honor to have you here celebrating with us. So it's marvelous. Yeah. So anybody stop breathing during that music? So good. Yummo. Really delightful. Whew. What a day. Just gets better and better. And how many watched the Olympic opening ceremony in parts of the Olympics? Yeah. And wasn't that lovely, just the whole thing? It was so sublime. And I was really struck, you know, but, I mean, there's so many different things. I could talk for an hour about it, because I know you want me to do that. What the hook? No. We won't. But one thing that really struck me just personally, well, so many things did, but in the center of the staging area, they had the tour, which is in Glastonbury. And I was there with Jeff and Linda and Chambra over the 9/11 event. And driving up to the tour in our private vans that we had, you know, it was just, oh my God, OMG, OMG. And had no idea, you know, what it was or what was there. We found out more that it was Glastonbury and everything else. And it was just kind of a dap of whipped cream onto a, you know, here it comes full circle again. And at that time, of course, 9/11 really caused a shift in consciousness. And now we have the Olympic synchronicity and Chambra in our living ascension. So let's take a breath on that. And actually, in that channel in London, it wasn't in London, it was outside. And after the... actually, before the 9/11, like 2 days before the 9/11 event, at that time, Tobias mentioned that when Atlantis fell, that energies of hope were planted. And here we have the Hopis, Jeff and Linda Hopi. Now, truly, I mean, it's a cosmic wink, but they really are. Let's give them a hand. Woo!
Wow.
Thank you, David. I was wondering where you were going with that, and you didn't go where I thought you were going to go, but it was really good. Thank you, David.
The room is so full of energies.
Can you feel it?
Unbelievable.
Is anybody asleep?
Unbelievable. I think it's no coincidence. It's a special time. It's a special date.
It is. And I'm sorry, but I'm just sitting here soaking this all in right now. What an esteemed group that's here today. Wow, from a
lot
of different countries.
It's the most international group.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Ever
amazing.
In this hall, I think.
Yeah. Ever in this hall, ever in the history of this hall, probably.
Probably.
And Susie would know. Susie, we need some pictures today for the hall history, like people from how many?
Oh, lots of different countries.
12 or something. But before we get into that.
Yes, please.
I want to mention that today is very special. It is the 13th anniversary of Crimson Circle this month.
As a meeting, yes.
Wow. Woo. Woo. It was August 21st, 1999, where we consider the first official meeting of Crimson Circle.
Right.
It was down near Colorado Springs, a place called Woodland Park, up in the mountains. Beautiful summer afternoon like what we have here right now. And we met in a teepee, literally a teepee. There was about 22 people. It was our kind of debut in front of a group outside of, you know, the few that we'd had over to our house. It was a memorable day in so many ways. But Linda remembers we had a rainstorm that afternoon. We forgot to open the flap on the teepee. We had a fire, and it was just smoky eyes. And Tobias told the group that their spirit guides were gone. So other than that, it was a really good day.
There was water coming in, and there were bugs and ants. And I'm like, why does anybody want to remember what it was like to be an Indian? This is no fun.
But it's been 13 years, an amazing journey for all of us.
You were unpopular.
Very unpopular.
It was a very unpopular channel because this is this glorious spiritual group here to hear what Jeff Hoppe had to share.
Well, I think the sound on the TV is on. We're getting like a little reverb
echo.
Something on there. Kind of a weird echo up here. I think it's coming from the TV. No?
Yes, probably.
Oh,
no, it's coming
from there. Okay, good.
Oh.
Much better. It sounded kind of,
No, it was coming from the TV. I could hear it.
See, 13 years later, we're still trying to figure it out.
Actually.
But we do have a nice TV and good cameras. We've come a long way.
In that channel, it was very, very group of traditional spiritual people. And for us to be sitting in an Indian teepee and Jeff channeling that your guides are gone, oh my God, there was supposed to be a party afterwards. We didn't stay very long.
No, we didn't stay.
It was not popular. So from the very beginning, Jeff has always been signed up to deliver very provocative messages.
Well, I think we're all part. I know we're all part of the message.
I like blaming it on
I'm
you.
Just thankful that on that first channel in the teepee that it was Tobias, not Adonis.
Oh my goodness!
Could you imagine?
No.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Anyway, thank you everybody for being here. We have quite a day. Energy that's still here from Keyhawk Gathering, from Dreamwalker Life in Estes Park. That's been accumulating for 13 years, and that's here right now. And let's just take a good, deep breath with that. Amazing. Beautiful. What a journey it's been. And continues.
It's been so much fun to have Chambra here in Colorado, and everywhere we turn, there's Chambra.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks.
It's been really interesting.
First the fires, and then Chambra, and it's been an amazing couple of weeks.
Yes, it really has, actually. And it's kind of a treat. It's been fun.
So we have visitors from all around the world. By the way, this is a shot from Estes Park.
Yeah.
I don't know if many of you saw it, but on the last night, after everything was done, was it the last night?
Yeah.
Last night, standing out on the deck, this beautiful double rainbow came in. We didn't get a chance to get a shot, but there was one point, there was three bands of violet or purple at the bottom
here.
I
think that might have been Adamus laughing at us.
That was the most beautiful rainbow I've ever seen.
I've never seen anything like it.
So.
Okay. And because there's so many people from outside of the area, we're going to call your country that you say you're from, and
that you say you're from. Yeah,
it is what it is.
May not be going back, but you know, at least you were from there.
And so then stand up and wave because we're just going to call out the countries. Okay, are you ready?
And be ready. I think we're on this front camera. Okay, so if you're waving to folks back home. That front camera.
Okay, so when I call the country that you're from, stand up, and this is a slightly impressive group.
Very impressive.
Uh-huh. First and foremost, Australia.
Australia.
Yay.
Wow.
Woo.
Wow.
Woo. Woo-hoo. Amazing.
This is kind of like the Olympics in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
All
yeah, that's
the countries,
it.
You
Looks
know?
Like the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're not competing.
Really?
Well, we all get gold medals.
That's there. Yes. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. You forgot the Adamus Awards. Oh, my gosh.
Shit. He hasn't been giving any out. He's been really stingy.
Well, it depends. This group, he'd probably give out 30, 40 today.
Give me the money out of your pocket.
No, I don't have any. I really don't have any.
Okay. Well, enough of that. Austria.
Woo! You're it. You're it.
Brazil.
Woo! Wow. Woo!
Canada.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Canada, eh?
Oh, now here's a. This is a loud crowd. Okay, Colombia.
Yay!
people know how to party. They do. Okay. From France.
France.
Yes. Germany.
German.
Yes. Very special from Israel.
Israel. Woo. Say hi to the camera. Israel. Woo.
Mexico. Yes. Yes. Ah, and Norway.
Norway. Wow. Woo.
It doesn't say UK, but I think we have someone here from the United Kingdom.
Where?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay, and okay, should we do the states?
We should do by states.
Outside,
yeah,
okay.
Here in the U.S.
Florida.
Florida, Paul.
Illinois.
Wow.
Indiana.
Indiana, wow. The Hoosier State.
Iowa.
Iowa.
There
wow,
you
wow.
go. Yeah. Okay. Kansas. Dorothy's home.
Kansas.
Yes. Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota.
Nevada.
Nevada. Yeah. Should stop and think. Yep. Where am I from?
New York.
New York, Heather.
Ohio.
Ohio. Oh.
What does that mean in Japanese?
Ohio. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Yes. Ooh. And last but not least, Utah.
Utah.
Okay, I heard some whining in the background. Colorado.
Woo. What a group. And as long as we're doing acknowledgments,
very good.
I also like to point out that we have a lot of Crimson Circle teachers here today. Everybody
yes.
who is a certified Crimson Circle teacher, please stand up. Advanced yes. Studies teachers.
Wow. Yes. Thank you.
They're all sitting together over here.
And if you ever want a class being taught in your area, you should talk to them. They will work it out, and they will, if you can find students, they will have class, will travel.
Exactly. Also, we have a lot of Crimson Circle angels in the
yes.
room. If you're willing to, please stand up, all the angels.
If you want.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
Thank you.
Woo.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Not to mention all the ones that are listening in, because there are angels from all over the world making a difference.
Yes, absolutely. And finally, we have in a rowdy group.
Oh, my God, pirates.
That came in. All the Keyhawkers, one and two.
Oh.
Ah.
Pirates.
Wow. Well, I'm really looking forward to this day, of course, Adamus, and a very, very special treat, Archangel Michael, channeled by Robert Tice.
Yes.
Robert's going to be on with us in a little bit. That should be good. Excellent. And, of course, then it's our annual Chambra Barbecue.
The summer
Yay!
Party. Yeah!
Yay! And you know, part of me says, let's just skip all this stuff. Let's just go right to the barbecue. And but just a couple of notes for today, if you would. A couple of things. Toilets. You got to talk about toilets.
No, men do.
No. There is a porta potty that's a portable, very clean, fragrant, nice porta potty.
Thanks to Susie for arranging that.
Right around the corner outside. That is for women only. Men, please, it's not for you. It's for women. It has a hand wash station. It's clean. It's neat. And guys can't do that toilet seat thing on you. So it's all
Jeff.
Yours. They do that.
Not all men.
Well, I don't, but like
no, you
I'm
don't
sure,
actually.
I'm
you
sure.
You're good. You have very good bathroom manners.
So the porta potty is for ladies only. By the time we get into the party,
we're
have a few beers,
talk.
Nobody will care about whatever.
It's potty talk.
Exactly. A couple of other things also. After the channels, after the shout, if everybody could just go outside, catch a breath of air, or use the toilets. But the crew needs to do some rearranging in the room, taking out the center carpet, putting in chairs and tables for the feast. So if you wouldn't mind just stepping out for a little bit so they can do that, take them about 15 or 20 minutes. But when there's people milling and mingling, it's a little difficult. So
if you're in here, we respectfully request that you're helping then. Yeah. You can stay and help.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, go outside.
Yes. Also, just so you know, let's say, okay.
Yoham CD?
Oh, yeah, Yoham CDs.
Can we hold
Yoham
that
Yoham CDs on sale today, right?
This is
right
a fairly
over
new
here.
This is a new one. Where's the new one?
We're going to talk about that later.
Oh, I blew it, sorry.
Yeah.
It didn't say new one only.
But there are Yoham CDs available today.
Aren't there six different titles over there?
At the end of the dance tonight, it would be about 8:30, 9 o'clock. The crew has to take everything down. It takes quite a while to disconnect all the equipment, load it up, clean the hall. So we ask that when the music stops, when we do our final goodbye, if you could clear the hall entirely, all of your belongings, everything. You're welcome to step outside and talk, out in the deck, out in the highway, wherever you want to go. But they will be
highway?
Very busy. It truly takes about an hour and a half to get everything cleared up, and it's going to be a long day. They've been here. Well, actually, they came in yesterday, started set up. They've been here since, I don't know, 8
Earliest
this morning. So it'll be a long day. So after the dance tonight, if you wouldn't mind chatting outside.
We have a reputation to maintain because the churches are in here the next morning. And we don't, you know, we're trying to maintain a reasonable reputation that we're really not a cult or doing anything weird. So we try to leave the place really clean,
really clean
and spotless. So if you would help, Susie appreciates anything that we do to help maintain the beauty and grace of the hall.
Great. So those are the little announcements for today. And we're going to keep this rolling along. So we got a lot of people. As a matter of fact, there's quite a few more who haven't showed up yet. Guess where they get to sit?
Uh-huh. You snooze, you lose.
We had to set up special seating outside.
There will be no regular shoud for September. You know how we take a month off? September is our month that we will not be here. And we will be doing the big midsummer or mid-fall, whatever you want to call it, mid-something conference in Vienna in September. So we hope to see some. I know a lot of, how many of you are going to be in Vienna? Quite a few, actually.
Oh, there's quite a few.
Amazing,
good.
Yeah, so we'll see you there.
And it's not too late for anybody to sign up. We have a huge hall there.
It's beautiful.
Right now
it's
it looks like about 350 people. In Vienna, and I think we'll get up to about 400. That'll be an amazing time.
Beautiful
Vienna
space.
Is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to. So anyway, let's
Very
move
good.
On.
Next.
Okay, who remembers the last shout last month in July? I didn't. I never do. It's like, what was that? Well, apparently it was shout 11. And by the way, today's the last shout of the series. So
number 12 of
You know, I did a really rough count earlier in this being our 13th year, and there were some years where we had 12 shouts, some years only 11, but I counted up, and I think this is our 144th today.
David, you missed it. You're the numbers man. You missed it.
144 today.
Oh, man. David,
today.
We count on
so
you for those numbers.
That's pretty amazing. One of these days we'll get it right, but we keep working on it, trying to get all the details. Okay. Shout 11. So Vicky, where are you? Vicky.
Yay,
so there
Vicky.
You are.
Woo.
Vicky puts together this video now. She takes all the highlights. So we'll get the lights off, sit back, relax for a real quick recap of last month.
In review.
crosses, the long poles, the one dressed in the dark, the one dressed in the light, taking off after each other, going down against each other, boom, and one gets knocked off the horse. And they laugh and they applaud and they cheer when you are on the ground, wondering what the hell just hit you. Why? They can laugh and applaud because they know you're going to get back up. They know it's not going to destroy you. They know that for some strange reason you like to keep getting back on that horse, grabbing that pole and going after it again. But who are you jousting with?
Yourself.
Yourself, absolutely. Why are you jousting with yourself? Why?
I don't know. Who knows?
Entertainment.
Drama.
Boredom.
Good answer. Boredom.
Habit.
Best answer. Habit. You just get in the habit of hopping on that horse, putting on your suit of armor, and opposing yourself. How about tomorrow morning when you wake up? No suit of armor. Go bare naked. Meaning without that energy protection. Now, what's going to happen to that dark self, the opposing self, that part that you've been battling into it? Oh, it's going to hop on its horse. It's going to grab its lance, and it's going to come after you. Why? Habit. It's been trained by who?
Yes.
But after a while, it's going to get a little tired of getting suited up, getting the lance out, getting on the horse and chasing after you. It's going to finally learn that it can integrate. You don't have to do battle with the day. So tomorrow, you just take that deep breath. Don't suit up. Don't grab the lance. Don't get on the horse. Don't do battle. There's nothing at all to do battle with. Nothing at all. The sooner you realize that, the more fun you're going to have with your enlightenment. Sleep is natural. It was designed that way. You designed it that way. Dreams are very, very natural. You have, right now, you're really existing in about a dozen or more dreams. You just think you're just here, but there's all these dream states going on, which you will have access to soon. And that'll really confuse you while you're trying to drive to work. But this whole thing of having to do something to go into sleep state, very unnatural. Because sleep state by itself is natural. You designed it. It's a little thing to keep you from getting totally lost. You nod off to sleep, and you really allow the natural reconnections to come back into place. The natural, what you would call journeying or experiencing into the other realms. The natural interface with your past life and your future potential. The natural interaction, silent interaction with your soul all takes place. If it wasn't for sleep, chance of getting lost here were really, really high. So you had this clever thing. So I'd give part of my life to just keeping intact. But now the human is having trouble sleeping, falling asleep. Interferes with a natural state of sleep. Doesn't even understand how it goes to sleep. I make this point today for a very simple reason. Falling asleep to the human should be the scariest thing that you ever do. It should be the most frightening thing. Why? Because you're giving up control. You are literally going off the edge. You are letting go. And sometimes you have to do it from absolute exhaustion. Otherwise, that mind is going to keep churning away and going to try to keep resolving things. But finally, out of exhaustion, you will fall asleep. When you cross over, my friends, it should be the scariest thing that the human ever does. But it's not. Why? You've done it about 18,000 times or more, depending how old you are, in this lifetime alone. That's a lot. You've come to trust it. You come to realize that you're probably going to wake up. Probably. Not always. You don't even think about falling asleep. You just have to work at getting to sleep. And my point, Andre, is that it's the same with ascension. It's just falling asleep, but it's actually waking up. It's the same principle. It's natural. It's totally letting go. It's totally releasing and trusting. It's totally taking a deep breath and just letting go. Going into other realms. Going into your dreams. But yet you feel comfortable enough doing it. You let it happen almost every night. Enlightenment is really about the same. You don't have to work at it. You shouldn't take a pill for it. You don't have to study. You study, how am I going to fall asleep tonight? That would make me tired and want to go to sleep. No, you just let it happen. And you go, each night you go into the experience of falling asleep. You know how beautiful it is when you're in that halfway, you kind of realize, I'm letting go of the structures, I'm letting go of the controls, and you start slipping into that early dream state, and sometimes you kind of let yourself slip back in. It's the same way with enlightenment. But instead of falling asleep, you're really waking up. You wonder why you're here today? Yes. Nowhere else to go. What else? To learn about radiant presence. That's the next step. That's the next thing we're going to work on. Being present. Enlightenment. Enlightenment. It's about being present. It's about being aware. And there is a huge difference in being in the mind and being aware. Truly is. Aware. Actually, you really don't have to use much of the mind. Enlightenment is about allowing a natural flow to take place. The minute you start messing with it, the minute you start tampering with it, the minute you think the human, just the human alone, knows how to do this thing, and you don't invite the soul, you don't invite the aspects, you don't invite yourself in, it's not going to work very well. You'll be on your hands and knees calling out to me. What about you just be in your own radiant presence? Is that not the only suit that you need? Is that not truly the only tool? Is that not the only thing that you need to carry you through a day? What is presence? Being here, being aware right now, keeping it simple. So you take a deep breath, as Andra would tell you to do. Take a deep breath into your body. As a matter of fact, let's all stand up to get really present. Yeah. Take a deep breath in your presence. That means in your body, in yourself, in this room, in this dimension. Now, I did not say limit yourself only to this dimension. Because the fact is, you can be in many dimensions. You can be in many realities at the same time and be aware of all of them. But it starts with being present right here. This is the moment, the point that you receive the energies. This is the point where you receive your soul. This is the point where you receive your I am-ness. When you're not here, when you're off in your own little dream world or daydreaming, no matter how much you had passion for this thing of enlightenment, it's not going to find its way to you. You're not going to receive the abundance that's right here. So you take a deep breath, get into your body. Now, easy enough said, the next part, and that was old hat, the next part is to radiate, to be radiant in that. You're in your body, you're kind of here at least for the next 5-6 minutes. You're here now. Can you be radiant? And before you do, think about this. Consider this. There's been every reason for not being radiant. You don't want to stand out. You don't want to inflict on other people. You're afraid that your brilliance, your radiance is just going to overwhelm them. You're actually more afraid that somebody's going to notice you. Aha! They're going to see that look in your eye. So you keep the eyes down. You get in your little voice and nobody can hear you. Nobody can see you. So now you get in your radiance. In your radiance, you take a deep breath. You leave that battle armor behind. And you just simply let the energies, the light, whatever you want to call it, your I am-ness, radiate. Thank you, Vicky, for the wonderful job of putting the video together. Yeah.
Thank you. And my thanks to Adamus. I think this being able to radiate was real important this month.
Oh, yeah.
You just weren't supposed to stick your finger in a socket to do it.
Did you?
Yeah, a couple times.
Anyway. Just some real quick shots, if we could turn the lights down again. I just love the pictures Dave takes during the shouts or anywhere, but I just wanted to run by. There's such a look in the eyes of Chambra, and there's such a feel in the energy. So go ahead. It's not a video, just some still shots. Lights.
Gets complicated.
And Dave, again, just beautiful shots. Luke, Linda, and it says, look how sharp she is. It even says right there. Like a little voice balloon.
Oh, there's a finger there. Oh.
Dave, you have a way of just capturing the moment. I don't know how many shots you have to take to get it, but it's just... Adamus Jr., yeah.
Pretty cute.
Ilker from Turkey. The gang. Mofo and company.
He always has that same look.
What great shots. What great mm-hmm. looks, you know. Really stunning. Yeah. All the smiles. Chrissy didn't take shots when they're crying.
He could.
But such real soul expression. So anyway, thank you again, Dave, for the wonderful shots. And you can... thank you.
Where can they find these photos if they're interested?
And you can go to the Chambra photo album online. It's on the Crimson Circle website. Not real tough to find. Right on the home page, there's an icon with a camera, and you click on that.
It's not tricky.
And it takes you to photos of all the events, the monthly meetings, all the other events that we have. So it's just go there, and you'll find some great stuff. Okay, where
next.
To next? Next
recent events.
Event. And I know a lot of you... We're at Dreamwalker Life recently. How many were there? Dreamwalker
Life. A lot. Ooh,
oh,
wow. Wow.
Yeah. What an event that was.
How many of you have recovered?
Yeah. How many of you never started the recovery process yet? But that was, to me, like the pinnacle of Crimson Circle events, you know, and we've come to that point where it's a phenomenal gathering. We had, almost 200 people there. Beautiful setting, thanks to Susie and Linda finding that great location. restaurant, but the location.
Actually,
but, you know, we tend to do that at Chambre. We overwhelm, you know, if there's any weaknesses in the systems, and we found it.
Actually, they were whining because they said we ate too much, and they never saw a group eat that much chocolate before in their life.
They ran out of desserts and wine. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it's true. It's true, so be proud.
But an amazing event, and just with the music from Yoham and the energy of Chambre and the great staff, and you know, everything ran so smooth. The channels, the Adamas Theater, one of my favorite parts, the wedding that we did, the dance at night. It was just
fun.
The combination of activities, interaction, music, fun. It was.
Do we have a picture memory of this?
It.
A photo memory of it?
We just happen to have a video.
Wow.
Put together with shots from Dave Schemmel, Chambre. Gene Tinder was spent some long, I don't know how you did it this week. You had a house full of people. You're doing these videos, getting ready for the show. Gene Tinder put all this together.
Made it happen.
Yeah, Jay
Jane. Thanks, Gene.
So let's get those lights off and
yeah,
take a look at Dreamwalker Life, Estes Park.
dance the dance of life and feel the joy within your heart. Dance the dance of life and feel the joy within your heart. Dance the dance of life. Move with the beat of all creation. Dance the dance of life. Rejoice in joyful celebration.
A good time.
Was that not the event or what? I mean, amazing.
Lots of action.
Lots of action. And a very special thanks to Susie Schemmel for organizing the event and the details. Susie Schemmel, beautiful job. Thank you. Oh, man.
I always like to remember to say that things, when events go really well, it's because we have a good staff that makes it happen. It doesn't just happen by accident. It's because everyone that participates makes it special.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
What
a great event. So let's move on. We have a lot to cover and little time to do it.
Go for it, boo-boo.
Upcoming events. Here we go.
He was the nice bear.
Next weekend, it's the Essence Experience with Jim Self up in Breckenridge. We have plenty of space for that. First time working together with Jim, who does amazing work with Mastering Alchemy. So if you're interested, come on up. It should be a great event. I'm looking forward to it. So it's next weekend, Breckenridge.
That's right, yeah. Honey.
I was looking forward
to
having...
Are you in channel brain?
looking forward to having some time off this summer.
No, you don't get any
not
time
happening.
Off.
No. Not happening.
You snooze,
having,
you lose.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I am having fun.
Good.
Of course, after that, it's the...
New Earth
Mirab. It's the Midsummer Gathering in Vienna. We've got a great lineup, a great group
amazing
of people coming
lineup.
In for it.
Amazing. Lots of channeling, lots of entertainment.
Music. Joham's going to be there. Norma Garrett are going to be there. We're going to be there. Hope to see you there. We've got
stunning, beautiful setting. Really amazing, beautiful setting.
Oh, it really is. And we've got a great lineup. Of course, Jim Self, first time in Europe working with him. Bahar, she channels the Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Gunter Sherman, who's really a crop circle comedian.
Very entertaining.
And scientist. Yeah, very entertaining. Lee Harris. Yeah, Lee's moving here. Just got his visa. Yeah. Coming to Boulder. Norma, of course. And yours truly, Garrett. All right.
No, he's Garrett.
Well, he is truly Garrett.
Okay.
And Marissa Calvi channeling Gatumi, so we'll have a couple different Gatumi channels. That should be fun. Mm-hmm.
There's yours truly.
Oh, yours truly, me.
Yeah.
That's me. Yours truly,
ooh.
Linda. We also have on stage with us Wolfing von Rohr. Yay. And Hannibal Means.
Oh,
Hannibal.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Hannibal, and he's put together an orchestra, a chorus, and Joham, including Anat, Gerhardt, and Amir. Yeah. So a phenomenal line. Oh, and also Frida Goodlett.
Frida Goodlett. Do y'all remember her? She's actually American in
Living
Germany.
Living in Switzerland.
Yeah. And really does some beautiful music. Good Great voice. There she is.
Yeah. So what an event. So still space left because it's a huge hall. We're going to have 3 days of music, channeling, and transformation.
We promise not to let it get boring.
No, we'll not.
We pay attention to those surveys.
Right after that, the Mystery School in Roost, it sold out. So I'm going to move right along. These mystery schools do tend to sell out. October, we're on our way to Tokyo, Japan for a channeling workshop. We haven't done that in a little
long
while.
Time.
Looking forward to doing
time.
That. So if you just happen to be in Japan or you live there, the channeling workshop, it will be given in English with Japanese translations.
It's Ohio. Interesting because it's in Tokyo, but the actual area where the workshop is going to be done is, I think they picked it for me, Sumo City.
Sumo City, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not
Sumo
know that.
Sumo City, yeah.
I did not know that.
It's true.
Okay, limited to 40 because it's pretty intense. We work pretty closely
and
with everyone.
Thank you to Chizuru Jay for helping us long distance come up and put this all together. And we look forward. There's actually quite a few people signed up already, so don't delay because it is we did keep it a smaller venue.
Yeah. Right after that, it's on to
where?
Seoul, Korea. For
yes.
This would be kind of interesting. The Koreans asked for a live Dreamwalker Death, which seems like an oxymoron, a live Dreamwalker Death, but we haven't done it in a long time. I
very
forgot
long
when last.
Time.
So
2005?
It'll be channeled in Korean. So Adamus is studying up on his Korean. And,
no, he's going to do it in English. You're going to do translation.
We haven't done
Korean.
It in a long time. I'm going to be curious to see how it changes.
If it evolves,
And many, perhaps some additions. So we're going to record it in case there's new information comes as a result of this. Okay, and then 12-12-12 with Steve and Barbara Rother in Scottsdale. 3 days of pretty intense channelings. I'm looking forward to working with Steve and Barbara again. We kind of started about the same time they did through the Kryon work with Lee Carroll. So we've been good friends over the years. So 12-12-12 in Scottsdale. And before
okay,
I mention that,
ahead.
We are actually also working on a kind of a local 12-21 party. We've got some things going on. Susie and Linda are working on it. We're not ready to announce the details because I see that look from Susie and that feeling from Linda. Don't say a word. But it'll be a local party that day. We'll have fun. We'll have maybe some channels. But it'll mostly be to celebrate the end of the world. So mostly, yeah.
Just a one day with a dinner.
Dinner, some fun. You know, not a great big workshop. A true party. So
yeah, it's really a Christmas party.
Yeah, and you're welcome to come in for it, of course. But it's really just kind of a local not a great big workshop.
Actually, if you think you're interested, you could, Susie, maybe we could put something up where they could say they're interested because it would give us an idea of how big to go with it. Because we have potential, actually.
How many here of Colorado think you the afternoon and maybe a dinner are interested? Oh, okay, good. We got a party. Party on. We are so there. We've been working on some different plans. Which we're not going to announce yet.
And we're working on possibly Rio de Janeiro for November, but I just haven't been able to find a location in Rio yet. So if you're listening and happen to know, you know, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Okay, and then in February, it is off to Egypt. It's an incredible tour. You know, I think we're about half full on
we
it right
full.
Now. We have our own boat, our own airplane. It's an incredible adventure. We do payments, I believe. Is that correct,
yes,
Susie?
We do.
So you don't have to come up with the whole thing. It's expensive, but it is so worth it.
It's five-star.
Truly
that's
my favorite thing.
It's five-star.
Of all the things we do. I know a lot of you have been on the trip, but a lot of people come back a second and a third time. It's phenomenal. All five-star, like Linda said. We have 4 hours of private time in the Great Pyramid.
It's all by appointment.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, it's a great Shamba journey, and you're going to smile. There's a lot of people here that have been on the Egypt trip already. How many of you have been to Egypt already with us?
Yeah, quite a few.
Was it fun?
Yeah. I mean, it shifts things. We've been in constant communication with our ground operator, Mr. Saeed, in Egypt. Things are very, very calm there, you know, anyway, we're far away from Cairo most of the time, but, you know, things are really evolving there, changing in the past couple of years. So we arrange it so it's very safe, very filled with experiences and the music of Yoham again this year. So don't delay.
Next. So
next. It's a trip of a lifetime. Yeah. Yay. Okay, next. What is coming up
next?
I forget. I should have my slide notes. No, it's time for Schaumburg News. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God we have time for this. Wow. Be horrible to miss this.
Got to get my props. Okay, what's in the news this month?
Okay, where are we at?
Whoa, Yoham's new Dance of Life CD. You just heard one of the songs during the Dreamwalker Life Estes Park video review, The Dream of Life. I love that. The whole CD is filled with the beautiful music of Yoham. How does that go? I have to tell you, well, I'll tell you the story in a minute, but it is a great CD, and it was really done for Schaumburg, because so often at these Dance of Life things like we're going to do tonight,
people, such a good time.
People would say, you know, the music is so good, give us some good dance music. It looks fun, it is fun. It's available now, today, right here.
Jeff, there's the hard products here, download available online, or the hard product. How much is it?
I have no idea.
How much?
They don't tell me. They say, get up there and talk about it, but don't tell the price.
The hard CD is $20.
$20?
And how much is the download?
That is a deal.
And the download is $15.
Is that all?
Ooh.
Wow, you get Yoham for that little? Anyway, it is available, and it's great. I listen to it constantly now when I'm working at the computer, so good stuff. Yoham, what an amazing thing. We've been working together since... Joseph and Amir actually kind of brought us together.
Yep. What year was it? 2006.
Six.
Yeah,
2006. An incredible journey.
Wow.
What else is new?
7 years after the TP.
Well, actually, what else is new involves Yoham once again.
Oh, here we go.
We have been in the studio all week long. I don't know how you guys are even standing. We went into the studio Monday. You guys have been there nonstop. Been recording a series of Mirabs for Schaumburg. And we're going to start a whole online collection of Mirabs. It features the channels of the words of Adamus and the music of Yoham. It's been, after Estes Park, and then going into the studio for this really intense, beautiful work. So
we
recorded
too.
Six Mirabs.
Right.
Go ahead. Want to read them off?
Yeah, they're really wonderful. Past lives, ancestral biology, death, life, distilling, and enlightenment. And what I love about them so much is that all of them are close to 20 minutes or a little longer. So it's not just, you know, in the channels, there's kind of channeling, and then it's just a music moment. This is really wonderful because there's Adamus weaving into it, and then the beauty of the music. And so you get this real experience of each subject where you really, truly can go through with the Mirab and truly allow the energies to move with this to make the shift.
And Mirab is that what Adamus calls it, it's his time of shifting. Mm-hmm. And it's very sweet. You don't push any energy. You don't force anything. All you do is allow in that moment. And the music and the words are a nice accompaniment, but it's really just taking that safe and sacred space. So we have the first six. We want to do more. We want to create a whole library of Mirabs where you can just click on them, download. Music is beautiful. It was such, I don't even know how to describe it, but at the end of the day, each day working in the studio, we were just glowing.
Very sweet experience.
Absolutely. Yet I have a few shots here in the studio. Very nice studio. Oddly enough, John Kaderka found us a studio. It was called Akashic Recordings. How appropriate.
It was perfect.
Very, very professional equipment and facilities. You know, there's such a difference when you go into a real studio with all the right equipment.
It's an exciting creation.
I have to tell you, we were the first afternoon we were recording, and it just rained. It was really beautiful out. I'm standing in a booth like what would be way over here. I had a clear shot of and Nat Gerhardt and Amir. Linda was with me in the booth. And they're wrapping up the song. Adamus had just kind of drifted away. They're just doing the final wrap on it. And I look out that window right behind Amir, and there was a 300-pound bear in the window. I think 300 pounds is, what, 135 kilos? I mean, in a gray nose and a big black, you know, bear. And he would just kind of come walking up to the window. Oh, what do you guys have?
Okay. What did he do? What did that look like?
Well, the bears, you know how bears lumber, you know. And he just came up to the window. And I'm like, I'm jumping up and down. Of course, I'm in an enclosed sound booth, so they couldn't, you know, hear me. And I'm like, there's a bear in the window.
True. It's true.
And they're all looking at me like, yeah, well, this is good, but, you know, wow. There's a bear in the window. Just kind of looking in like,
the scariest part was Prasanna and his wife, the people that own the studio, ran out to see if they could find it. It's like, you don't chase a bear. Nobody chases a bear.
Yeah, you're going to invite him in for the recording? Little sound effects? Chomping on a human?
Don't chase a bear.
Anyway, it was really cool just looking out the window and seeing this huge bear, and then he walked off. I think that's Katumi. Yeah, it had to be Katumi.
Your eyes were closed.
I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it was just that in that intense energy right after Estes is really quite beautiful. A little rehearsing at lunch. We never stopped, you know.
Even stop at lunch, eating or rehearsing?
Lunch break, no, rehearsing and bringing it together. Kathumi came in the last day. We did three sets with Kathumi. He calls it Studio K. And we won't have that product, and it's going to take a little while. We have got a lot of mixing and mastering to do. We're going to work on the Mirabs first. Spontaneous. Adamus gave us the mirabs. He said, you know, here's what I'll do. Johann went off and kind of felt into the type of music, played with it. I was off, you know, just keeping my space. And we did every one pretty much on the first take. There was one we had some little technical problem. We had to come back. It was just so in the moment. And that's what makes it beautiful. You know, and at one point, actually, in Katumi's part, on the last day, the night before, I was exhausted. I was taking a shower and just wanting my own space. Katumi.
Yeah, that's you all the time.
Katumi, Katumi came in and said, oh, I have made up a song that I want, you know, Johann to sing. Song? Oh, what did we record tomorrow? I rushed out of the shower, put a towel around me, and I'm writing down the lyrics of this song and handed it to them the next morning at 9:30 and said, oh, by the way, we need a song by 10.
Yeah, very fair.
And they did.
I know they did. They were good sports.
It's beautiful.
Really good sports.
The Mirabs, Mirab Collection Volume 1, will be available at the end of the month. So we're working on it now.
Oh, that's ambitious because that's a lot. There was a lot of material.
Yeah,
is it true?
Got a little cleanup work in the studio on Monday, and then...
It'll really be done?
Basics, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's a
basics.
Heck of an... Wow.
So anyway, we're looking forward to this.
That's
beautiful,
exciting.
Beautiful series.
I think you'll really love it.
Okay. Wow. Let's take a deep breath, because it is time for the Shambra Launchpad.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, we have a very, very special guest this month, all the way from Mexico. We want to welcome Billy. Come on up, Billy.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Billy just did a book called The Experience of Love. And it's very interesting.
It's a channeled book.
Yeah, channel book. We feel very connected with it because it was about a year and a half ago.
Yes, in April last year.
April last year in Del Mar, California. Mm-hmm. We were doing a teacher training, I believe. And Adamus took Billy aside and said, you would make a very good channeler because Billy is a professional translator, but you really understand the connection with words and voice and meaning. And I delivered the message, and now, a year and a half later, you have a book. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
And who are you channeling? And who are you channeling?
Well, this is Isis, the consciousness, the divine feminine consciousness. And it has been an amazing experience because it's channeled in English. My mother tongue is Spanish. So it's true. I mean, there are some times when I'm writing that and I have to go and look for the word I used. Mm-hmm. So it has been very, very amazing, and it has, you know, brought a lot of trust to me. There's no way to do this if you don't trust yourself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
do you channel
an experience of
when
trust.
You channel it? Do you do it in English first, or do you do it in Spanish first?
No, in English directly.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's
it
interesting.
Has been, yes.
Isis doesn't know Spanish.
No.
Oh.
Well, sometimes she does.
I'm kidding. Oh, what?
Jeez.
No, I don't know exactly why the message came that way, but that's the way I start getting it, and I just start bringing it into the paper that way.
And do you open eye, close eye? How do you do it?
Well, when I'm in private sessions, it's closed eye with my eyes closed,
okay.
And I've done it a couple of times in front of a group, and it has also been with the eyes closed,
mm-hmm.
and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. No, but I can do like private sessions both in English and Spanish.
Wow.
And But it's even like I change, the voice changes, and my I don't stutter. It's like a different way, and it's a very nice feeling, like an experience. And the writing takes a bit longer. Yeah, I had to sit down and start writing, and it's like sometimes the ideas are not something that I was thinking that way. It's against my own grain even. So then it's just like the process of getting the idea and writing it down a couple of times until it then flows and it's ready.
Wow.
Billy, do your beautiful daughters, how do they feel about it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, go ahead and stand
here
up.
Here they are.
So we can see you, Billy's daughters.
No, well, they are my team. I feel that the three of us are a team, and we work together very well, and they also help to ground those energies when I'm working.
Nice. Yeah,
good. Sometimes they are standing like next to me like, oh, Mom, you're moving energy. Okay, I'm moving away. No, but they're pretty sensitive, and that's really nice.
And the book is called The Experience of Love.
Well, that was the title that was suggested by Isis, and the idea is to remind us, because it's just a reminder, that we are all that we are, that we're feminine and masculine at the same time. And Isis brings the voice back to us. It's our divine voice speaking back and being able to command creation. And that was that's what we have made. We have made that possible, that integration. And this is just like a sort of summary, just to close the experience of what we have been up to now so that we can be all that we are in a whole different space. So that's what she's bringing up here. I feel it's clearly summarized, at least for me. I hope it's for you. But I can say that I had all these like spare materials for maybe 3 or 4 months, and then it was like, okay, now get it done. And it was ready in 1 week.
Wow.
So, and you have some of the books here?
Yes, they are over there. And the cover was made by Ale, was designed by my daughter.
That's beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
I was driving the car and I said, okay, I'm writing the book now and I need a cover.
Wow,
and that was ready
beautiful.
Just that same afternoon, yes.
Wow.
So, we are all together, and Aranza is also having a lot of sketches. We are all participating together, so it's a lot of feminine
That's
energy
amazing.
Here.
And right
Wonderful.
Now, people can get your the book if they email you.
Yes, I have a PDF version that I can send over,
and
I have some printouts there. Some
Good. And just a quick question before we do a huge breath to launch this book with you.
Mm-hmm.
Did Isis say anything about Adam?
Oh, yes,
Adamus?
That's what I was
about
saying. Adamus.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she is not introducing herself only as a divine feminine. She's now full together. It's Adam and Isis is one thing. She's both energies now. Mm-hmm. And she's coming that way through me. This message is to say that she's not the goddess anymore, that she's not, this is not about the goddess coming back and all that series of rituals. It's all together. It's a divinity and all that we are able to express at this moment.
And did she say anything about Adamus?
About Adamus? Well, they are kind of always together. No,
so
it's
they,
like,
they,
yeah, she comes in and Adamus is like...
Oh, good.
I think I'm in the way.
Around. Yeah. And she loves him. And he's so handsome. And
wow. You heard it right here.
Yeah, if you're
Isis
hearing,
loves Adamus. Great. Well, thank you so much. We're going to take a good deep breath with you. First of many books. I know that to be true. Much more coming. So a deep breath with Vili for the experience of love, the channelings of Isis.
Yes.
So we wish you, no, we know you will expand this and bring more.
Have a great journey.
It's my honor to be here and to be, well, and it's you, it's us, it's all together. It's not only, it's, we each have a way of expression. And this is mine at this moment, but this consciousness is something we have all brought to this earth at this time.
Thank
you, Vili.
Thank you
so much. Thank you, Vili. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck with this. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, what next? I think, we got done right on time. It's time to acknowledge all the wonderful people who make up this thing called Crimson Circle, put so much effort and love and energy and everything behind it. We have a network of angels around the world who are the subscribers who really help us do things like this webcast and so many of the other things.
Well, all the free, it takes money to do things for free, and really the angels help us do the things we do for free. So thank you so much, because it allows us to do so many things. It also helps Awakening Zone. You're an amazing creation. And one of my favorites also is the advanced studies teachers, people passionate about the material, so passionate that they determine they're going to teach it. And amazing also are the international web hosts.
Yes.
That is a lot of work. And the people that take the time to get the shouds up and make it available in all the other languages, they do a very amazing job, very quietly and efficiently.
Like 23 different countries.
Amazing. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the translation teams.
Translation teams, they work long and hard hours. I think it takes like, what is it, about almost 8 hours
yes.
to translate 1 hour worth of text. So, and some of the big ones, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And, of course, to the wonderful Crimson Circle staff, the monthly meeting staff, they transform this place every month. Yes.
Every
Woo!
Month.
And of course, today, everyone who is here from all parts of the world and everyone who's listening in online from all parts of the world, from Kauai and Hawaii to United States, South America, all over Europe,
South
and
Africa.
Asia, South Africa, everywhere. We want to thank you for listening
Russia,
in today. We're going to take a food and bathroom break. I was surveying the food there before I actually was eating the food. But we have a lot of good stuff. And then we have the barbecue tonight. So time for food, toilets, whatever you need to do. We're going to be back here at 3:05. Because we're going to go live on the Awakening Zone and, of course, live with our internet feed. So,
are you ready?
30 minutes.
Yes.
30 minutes.